Hour 3. Here on a Saturday morning tradition for all Arizona homeowners, it's Rosie on the house. Thank you for tuning in. Well, Jennifer had her workout cut out for her last 2 hours. Now, these phones have absolutely been ringing off the hook.
Can you see the smoke coming out of my telephone
set
here?
Good night.
Hey, I do have one little follow-up from last hour, just in case anybody's looking for a phone number.
Yes.
You had given out the name of the home inspection company that Bruce works for.
Yeah.
As AFJ.
Yeah.
Your sweet son-in-law says, tell Rosie it's AJF. AJF Engineering.
La-ti-da.
La-ti-da. Well, in case somebody's looking, it'd be very hard to find if it's alphabetically incorrect. And also, our partner, John at Mighty Electrician, called to say about that phone call that he would be willing to go out and just inspect her electricity for free in case she can't get it done in this short amount of time she's been given.
If you've just tuned in, we had a call from someone buying a house. I believe it was in the Tempe area.
Yes, it
Tempe
was.
Tempe or Mesa area. And the seller did not want a home inspection. So I gave out the wrong inspection company name. But our electrician in that area says he'll go out and inspect it for free. And that's that, and if it's natural gas, the gas line would probably be worth. But you also want to take a look at the foundation. You want to take a look at the roof. You want to take a look at a lot of things. So, all right. With all that said, we're coming into the third hour of Rosie on the House here on this beautiful January 16th, Saturday morning. And this hour, we've invited special guest, Rosie Certified Kitchen Designer Ann Lyons from the Phoenix metro area. And for those of you contemplating a kitchen or bath remodel or a home remodel, just know this. Rosie on the House is certified remodeling contractors throughout the state of Arizona. Down in Tucson, we have Assurance Builders. We have Aaron Design. In the Phoenix market, we've got Kirk Development. We've got TWD. We've got BC Renovations. Up in Prescott, we've got Tom Riley at Renovations. And up in Sedona, we've got Blue Sky. So we've got you covered with great contractors wherever you are in Arizona. Don't proceed without making sure you're teamed up with the right person. And we've got a study sheet.
Hey, Rosie.
We've got a paper written on it at Rosie on the House on how to pick a contractor. Make sure you start with reading that paper.
I got to make a quick correction.
What
it's
is it?
Diamond Sky, buddy.
What did I say?
Blue Sky.
Oh, did I?
Yeah, you went for pest.
What was it? AFJ?
You were looking at me.
AFJ
maybe it was...
Engineering?
We have to all keep it. Everybody stay awake here.
I figured you were looking at me and automatically went pest control. Maybe that's where I went. I don't
Blue
know.
Sky Pest Control. Diamond Sky, the Hartmans up in Sedona. They've been up there about 20, 25 years doing an absolutely... He walked me through some of his projects. I mean, he does an absolutely, absolutely beautiful job, as well as all of our designers and remodelers do. So we have Ann here, and I wanted to bring her in, and I wanted to talk her a little to her today about my favorite room in the house, bar none. And my favorite room in the house is the kitchen. We virtually live in our kitchen. It's got a 12-foot island, and we put all 11 grandchildren around that thing, and I could just hold court for hours right there. We have a blast. But Ann, your story about getting to Arizona and growing up in Arizona is a good story. Why don't you share that with us first?
Well, when I was 10, my parents moved. They were farmers in Minnesota, and my dad had some health issues, and the doctor said, you need to move to Tucson. And so we had a big auction on the farm, packed up a truck and a car, and moved to Tucson, no job. And we had 7 kids. He ended up finding a job in a custom cabinet shop, making minimum wage.
Minimum wage, raising 7 kids. Now, when would this have been?
In 1969. Oh, I just told my age.
1969. Showing up in Tucson, going to work for a company. What was the company's name?
Woodworking Enterprises.
Woodworking Enterprise. So he takes a job as a cabinet maker and has to feed 7 kids.
That's correct.
And so you've learned cabinet making and the world of cabinets from the very beginning.
It's been ingrained in me. My brother ended up going into the business, and he's the one that got me in the business in 1998.
And you still have your parents. They're still in Tucson.
They're 87. They actually live in Chandler now.
Oh, okay.
They are 87 and 90.
Yeah.
And retired from there, actually.
It's amazing a man that raises 7 kids on minimum wage can ever retire.
They've been retired for 25 years. It's
That's
unbelievable.
Awesome. One of my very, very closest friend, who's no longer with us, we lost him about 7, 8 years ago, has a house in a neighbor of mine up in the White Mountains. He has a house there. He has a house in the town of Springerville, and he has a house in Tucson. And we were at dinner one night very near the end of his life. He said, Rosie, the most I've ever made in my life is $7.50 an hour.
Amazing.
And he had no debt. He had all the homes were free and clear and paid for. That's admirable.
That's how my parents lived. They didn't have a credit card for years and years and years. They paid cash for the house we bought there, cars.
What a novel concept.
That's for sure.
So you've been in and around sawdust and cabinets from an early age.
Yes, I have.
And so you've seen some very interesting trends. When I'm thinking about the kitchens, when I first came into the construction field in the late 60s and 70s, and I'm thinking of the kitchens we're building back then as compared to the kitchens we're building now, there have been some very major changes.
Pretty big changes.
I mean,
sometimes it's too many choices.
Well, I contend that for virtually every component of remodeling. I mean, just in painting, you don't need a 600 color fan deck. You need four colors. Here, pick it right here. We're currently working with a cabinet shop right now. How many finishes do they offer us? 6,000.
About that.
That's insane.
Yes. And door styles, and it's getting difficult to choose these days by homeowners.
So when you broke into the kitchen business full time, that was the mid to late 90s.
Yes.
I'm thinking back to the 90s. We had Corian introduced into the market by then. Everybody wanted solid surface. Well, Corian was the only solid surface back then. Everybody wanted Corian. Everybody wanted the built-in sinks.
Yes. The integrated sink and the Corian.
What other things do you remember about the kitchens of the 90s?
They were a lot simpler. They didn't have as many options, obviously, and pretty simple, like I said, just very simple.
I remember one of the biggest remodeling projects we did in the 90s was getting rid of the drop fluorescent lens ceilings and putting up, you remember that sky dome look with the ceiling fans in the middle?
Still see it today.
How many of those did we install?
Oh, good Lord. Tons.
Tons and tons of them.
A lot of them.
We started opening up. We started seeing a lot less ceramic tile on the countertops.
Yes.
Which I think is smart. I am not a big tile fan at all.
No, not me either. Nope. And back then, though, the islands were not nearly as large. You know, that we were opening up kitchens, but the emphasis on the island and the family gathering wasn't quite as huge as it is today.
We were tucking kitchens away into spaces that were 10 by 12, and they were isolated with one door into the pantry that led to the garage and the other door led into the dining room.
Correct.
I'm sure glad we got over that. And I'm sure glad we got over 7-foot soffits.
Me too.
We're in a kitchen remodel right now in North Scottsdale where the first thing we did was we went in there and we ripped out all the soffits.
Soffits were huge back then.
They were. So. And it was to drop that fluorescent lens, good-looking fluorescent lens ceiling in there. We needed that soffit there to do that. How about I remember the built-in in the 80s, 70s and 80s, there was really only one built-in refrigerator you could buy, Sub-Zero.
Okay? Correct.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but I want to say it was about the late 80s, early 90s, that then GE and some of these others started with the profile line and some of these other built-ins. Every built-in had to have a cabinet door face on it.
Every refrigerator had the cabinet face. We started getting into dishwasher, wood fronts, and so you looked at your kitchen and it was nothing but wood.
It was nothing but wood, and it all matched.
All matched.
Exactly. And Sub-Zero would not put anything in the door of the refrigerator because they wanted it to be a piece of furniture. They did not want it to be a refrigerator or freezer.
That's right.
You had to act like it wasn't there until you needed it. But a lot of that has changed, of course. Just in appliances, when I would put a kitchen remodel estimate together in the 80s, we had a company in Scottsdale that we used extensively called Salmi Appliances, and I would plug in $1,800, $2,000, $2,500, and that would get you a dishwasher, it'd get you a decent range, and it'd get you an exhaust. We weren't even putting in microwaves back then.
Oh, dear. That won't get you too much today, will it?
It won't even get you it'll barely get you a decent dishwasher.
That's right.
So your options in appliances have absolutely enormously exploded. And you could spend How do you coach people when you first get to their house and they throw a budget at you? I can remember a client you and I recently dealt with together. I went and met the client. They had a room that was 10 foot by 18, and their budget was $25,000.
And that was for everything.
And that was for everything. And they thought they were being generous and that they'd be able to get what they wanted. They wanted to save their appliances, so they were going to save money there. They didn't want to do any structural changes at all, so we didn't have to throw any glue barrier. We didn't have to do any engineering. We were going to work within the existing footprint with the exception of just closing off that one window, that one patio door, and making it a window.
Correct.
And I said, okay, for all of you thinking about a kitchen remodel, here's some great guidelines. When I hear a person's kitchen budget, and in this case it was $25,000, I told them, I said, look, to stay in that budget, we are going to have to reuse our appliances, and we're going to have to start with a cabinet selection. And your cabinets will not be able to exceed about 25% of your total budget. So in this particular instance, I told the client, we need your finished cabinet selection to be at about $6,500 to $7,000. Well, the second meeting, Ann meets them, and right after this break, I'll tell you where their cabinet estimate came in after the wife picked, and the husband, he was very active in the whole deal.
He was very active, yes, he was.
Once they picked everything they wanted in the cabinet package, we'll talk about where that cabinet price came in and what did we do with that kitchen budget of $25,000. All when we get back right after this.